Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you. God bless you. This is Bernard Johnson, and we're so grateful to have you on this wonderful First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line. This is a line dedicated to prayer and praise, and we believe that miracles happen. Yeah. When you learn how to thank Him, giving glory, you can thank your way to a miracle. You can praise your way to a miracle. But David said he does inhabit the praises of his people. Thank you, Lord. My God, the Lord is, I call him so multitudinous. That's something he gave me, that he really is to the multitudes, and he does things for everybody, everywhere, all over the world. He's not a selfish God. He's one who reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Let's go to God in prayer right now. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Yeah, he's been up all night long, seeing about the needs of his people. And we just thank him. We appreciate him. Heavenly Father, my God, I thank you for allowing me to come before you. You're so supreme and so superabundant. You supply the needs of everyone. We appreciate you, and we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, all the adoration. And may I say unto you, as I always do, God, I come to you, and I don't know nothing. I don't have nothing. I need you so much. Really do. Would you grant us permission to even utter a word with this voice that you gave to me? I appreciate it. These legs you gave to us, you let us walk. The mouth you gave to us, let us talk. Thank you for the eyes and ears and for the health, great strength.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So much. We ask you give us for all sins, both commission and omission. Bless us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you will do. We know that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to mountains, and mountains will move. And we want to just make this known, Lord, that we believe in you more than we believe in ourselves. In person, but we know that you're there all the time. Thank you again for everything. We appreciate everything that you do. Now, we ask that you bless today. And let people leave in a different way than they've come. Fix the situations that they're facing. God, fix it. You said you had no, or you have no respect of persons. What you did for David, what you did for Moses, what you did for the three Hebrew boys, you can do for us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Again, we love you, Lord, and we're looking to thee for your blessings today. We ask this in the name, We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Father, he said that. Then he backed it up and said, again, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus, the one who went to Calvary for us and died, and then stayed in the grave 3 days and got up. My God, got up with his ultra awesome self. looked around and said, I got all power in my hands. I'm asking this in the name of your son, your darling son, Jesus. And thank you for, it's asking his name, but for the glory, your glory, God. Thank you for it. I'm asking you properly. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you, and good morning to every person on this line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Amen.
Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Good.
And then let's speak to the Lord. Amen. He's already in the room. We walking in the room. We got nothing.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. We got
morning,
nothing.
Lord.
That when we walk in the room, we
morning.
Speak.
Morning.
Morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good
morning,
good
morning, Lord.
Bye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, Tim.
Yeah,
let's just unusual. Let's go into praise. We coming into the room. He's already in the room. Not only to speak to him, but let's praise him. God, we praise you and we thank you. Praise check. And Dr. Johnson, why do you honor ambassadors so much?
Well,
because God gave it to me. Amen. I am an ambassador first before I am a doctor. Amen. I earned a doctorate degree. It's not just by chance. Spent 8, almost 9 years. And I'm not trying to brag. Paint a picture here. I earned that degree across that stage. I spent 1,000 days fasting. I didn't know it was possible myself, but you can't fast, you know, continuously without any food. But I did go a few days without food, and then from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then sometimes I switched it around and went from 3 o'clock without food until 8 a.m. the next morning. I switched it back and forth. But sometimes it was, I knew it was 17 hours a day, fasted for 1,000 days. And I said, Lord, they'll never believe it. I don't care if they don't believe it. God told me, the Lord spoke and told me, said, son, your witness is up in heaven and your record already on high, recorded in the angels' time. God showed me that he's writing new books, just like he wrote the Bible. Just like he wrote the Ten Commandments. If you look in Revelation, first 22nd chapter, you'll see in the books, B-O-O-K-S, he is writing. Who do you think is writing the books? He's writing his books that he wrote already, the Bible. Then he says in his books, it's already written to his servants. The books were open. He's writing new books. And then it says, and Book of Life was open. There's a difference in the books that he's writing. Book of Life. It refers to both the books and Book of Life. Book of Life whose names were not found in the fire. But the books that he's writing, records of what you have done here on this earth. See, a lot of people may be great on this earth. But if you make it heaven, there'd be nothing up there. Ask me why. Because all of your investments have gone into things of this earth. You need to learn to invest of heaven. When you do, you'll have investments in the Lord. See, some of you invested in the Lord, you don't even worry. You have a bunch of money. I heard on the news the other day that people retire. Men have an average sum of, amen. Women have about 87,000. Men have about 100,000.
Uh-huh.
I'd be in that number there. We kind of like, our ancestors are kind of like immigrants. We came here as the last, not the head, but the tail. As they put us in, they'd say, slavery. But, you know, don't worry about it. Just because people have a head start on you. Because if you've invested, he's the best investment that anybody can ever. They look for the best interest rate. Let me tell you something. God has best interest rate, pays in dividends, and like ever realized, ever imagined. He can take you by just letting birds feed you. Prove it. Come here. Come here, Elijah, one of the greatest prophets who ever lived. Elijah will tell you that I had to run and flee from Ahab because he was going to kill me. Yeah. I ended up by the brook Cherith. And when I did, I didn't know how I was going to survive. But God, who is over all and made all, gave a command to the birds, the ravens. He could have given the same command to the blackbirds, and they would have been there to feed me. But he said to the ravens, go feed him. And they stopped everything, what they were doing, and came and brought food to me at the brook Cherith. And when there was no more food and things seemed to run out, he sent me to Zarephath. Yeah. And when I got to Zarephath, he had a widow picking up sticks and had commanded her to feed me. See, I know that I may not have, you may say that you may not have the money all saved up and all that kind of, just to make it through the storms of life. But God can command birds to feed you. He's in control of everything. That's why if you got cancer, don't worry about it, because he has the power over cancer. He is the big boss. Did you know that cancer has the answer to somebody too? Why you think he would be the only one on this earth that doesn't answer to nobody? That's not even sane. You gotta know that he answers to somebody too. The big boss is Jehovah God. And when he said, get out of the room, get out of the body, even cancer must obey. Because he has a creator. God, Jehovah, is the creator of even cancer. He created the good and the bad and the ugly. He created everything. Amen. Let me say, I know he did, because, see, if the devil had created anything, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, but if the devil had created some things, you would have been dead 10 years ago, 20 years ago. He'd have killed you with whatever he created. But he couldn't. Even he has to go to God with permission, get permission. Amen. Jehovah, God is over everything. God bless you. I didn't plan to say that, but I just got into it. God is so good. All right. I'm going to open up the Q&A praise line, the Q&A praise line. Now, learn to obey. If you want to be in there and give a praise report, my God, if you want to give a praise report, amen, press *6 and then the number 1. *6 and then the number 1.
Q&A session started.
Q&A praise report session. If you want to be in there, press *6 and 1, and we'll see you in the queue, and you can give your praise report. Thank you. *6 and 1. Who's first? *6 and then the number 1. Amen. *6 and then the number 1. And we'll be recognizing you in the praise report. Anybody want to give a praise report? *6 and 1. God is so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Who's first? *6 and 1. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Is that one? *6 and 1. Mother Wilson, all right. Thank you so much. We're recognizing you now, Mother Wilson. Go ahead.
Thank God for each of you. We are grateful to be alive. God is good and waking us up this morning, and I just look for a blessing all day today. God is a good God, and thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you, Mother Wilson. All right, Ambassador Pfeiffer, the line is open to you.
Good morning. God bless you, Ambassador Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line this morning. I'm just thanking and praising God for the word, for waking us up this morning to hear that word, to hear, amen, about how Paul was an ambassador for God. And I am thanking God right now for his many, many blessings, thanking God for the prayer line, for the youth prayer line. Even with the youth prayer line, I had one of the youth to send me a message and say that they were blessed by it and said, somebody must be praying for me because something happened. They were attacked and someone tried to steal something from them on campus. And they were blessed to recover their possessions. And I am praising God for all that he's doing and to know that they recognize prayer and how God is moving on the youth prayer line. So I'm thanking God for you giving us that opportunity and that platform in Jesus' name. And God bless everyone this morning. I had invited some people on this morning. Hope they are here just listening for a blessing. And I praise you again. God bless you. Keep me in your prayer.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. All right. Sister Jennifer, the line is open to you. Are you there? Want to give a praise report, Sister Jennifer? Be right by the phone, darling.
Amen. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Johnson?
You can.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm just gratefully thankful how God woke me up since 4 this morning, and I've been seeking him. I just finished, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord, and I love you with the love of Christ first. Thank you. That's my praise report.
All right. God bless you.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right. Open the line. Let's see. Sister Lucille, the line is open to you. God bless
you. I just want to first give honor to God, my pastor, all the saints on the prayer line. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the youth prayer line. I hadn't been on there in a while on last night, and I really enjoyed the subject. I just thank the Lord and ask the saints to pray for me. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, God bless you. Is there anyone else? Seven down this star six, then number one, and we'll see you and recognize you in the queue here. Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you so much, Sister Jerry. I'm opening the line. The line is open to you, Sister Jerry. 780. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning to
this
you.
Sister Jerry, I am just very happy to be alive. I focus on the positive. I'm just praying to the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I'm praying for patience and understanding on today since I work for. But I am just very happy to be alive, and I just thank the Lord for this first fruits prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful. All right. Let's go to Dr. Mary Lacey. The line is open to you.
I thank God for being alive this morning. Honor to Dr. Johnson, the prayer staff, all of the first fruit staff. God bless you this morning. We just so happy to be alive. So happy to be alive. Last year this time I was in the hospital for most of the winter, but God has blessed me. I'm alive and well, and I thank him for it, and I thank him for my family. I thank him that he has not taken away anybody in my family lately, and I'm just grateful to the Lord for all that he has done.
All right, thank you so much. All right, is there, if you want to be in the queue, dial that star six and number one, and we'll recognize you in the queue. I see you, Ambassador Smith, I see you. Amen. Anyone else want to be in the queue? Want to give you a praise report? You got something to say for Jesus? Star six and one. And we'll be happy to recognize you. Oh, thank you, Sister Sheila. I see you. The line is open to you. Sister Sheila, the line is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see another day. I just thank God to be in the land of the living. I just want to give my praise report that my six-year-old grandson, he had an asthma attack. The Lord allowed Dr. Johnson to pray. And I tell you something, my grandson went home yesterday morning. I went up there. And they have already began to start the discharging. And I'm just giving God the praise because
I never doubted God, even through the mix or when it was hard for this 6-year-old to breathe. I never doubted God. I never doubted God even when my mother was down and still is. I never doubt God. And I'm just giving God all the praise and the honor this morning because he say what he say he's going to do. He don't do it when I want him to do it, but he do it when he wants to do it. So I'm just loving on God today. I love him every day, but God is just a great God. I just thank God for all of you all. I thank God for this wonderful prayer line. I thank God for First Fruit. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for Lady Betty. I thank God for Mother Johnson. I thank God for you, and you, and everyone on this prayer line. God has been so good to me. He's been good to you. And I'm just giving God all the praises this morning. God bless you all, and have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. God bless you. All right, Mother, I know you want to give your praise report as well as a prayer request. Why don't you give both of them at the same time, Mother? Mother, I know you've got to go to the doctor this morning. Mother Edney Johnson, the line is open to you. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I'd like to give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, his companion, my Sister Betty, and to all the people on the prayer line. I'm so happy and glad because God has been good to me. I praise the Lord. I did one thing this morning, kind of overslept. But I praise God. I woke up in time to get on the line. And Lord is good to me and give me a good night's rest. And oh, I tell you, when I can get that good night's rest, I feel better the next day. So I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson. I haven't got no word from my grandson yet. I don't know whether he's in or out, but God knows, and I'm just believing God. I just thank God because the Lord has given me to just rest in him, be patient with him, and I thank God for that. Pray for Mother Johnson. I got a doctor's appointment this morning, and pray for me. I don't say I'm going to be on the line all the way, but I thank God because I'm here to hear your voice already. God bless you. Pray for me.
Amen. The fact that you're here, Mother, that means so much to me.
God bless you. Bless
God bless you, and it's going to be all right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm praying for you. I want to stop for a moment. You know, that's my mother. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. Amen. Thank God she didn't believe in stopping folks from coming into this world. She had me. And so, you know, I'm appreciative. Amen. You got to watch people who are unkind to their mother. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Mom, I'm opening the line here right now. Anybody who wants to pray for you as you go, she had a little spot on her leg that's been getting, I understand, bigger. It was, but in the name of Jesus, I cursed it. And Jesus cursed that fig tree and it bear no more fruit. And I cursed that spot in the name of Jesus and put the blood of Jesus on it in the spirit realm.
Thank you.
And all of the anointing on it in the natural. It's going to be all right. But I want to open up.